Blog Talk Radio.
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just busting out.
Sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped off in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped off in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own,
lights, I'm on that Da Vinci code.
Artistic,
true religion, denim and Da Vinci code.
Fishy.
Ball main bikers, I'm an outsider. I keep a large amount of hoes, I'm a firefighter.
Black.
Let me touch it, is it real? Be my main tweet.
Let go, let go.
Had it like a shirt, I got on long sleeve.
Yeah.
Put my name right on that check, let me know it's real.
Sonic.
Christian Louis Vuitton to Don.
Yeah.
My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short. My outfit on 100, what the fuck you thought? My niggas all around me, what the fuck you thought? I'm in there getting money, what the fuck you thought? If it ain't about a dollar, you can cut it short.
Already. Welcome to Global 14. The cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Just dropped the Young Maynard Hustle, who had to come in with that. Also, that Flash Garment. as you thought, Golden, you say.
Yeah. You know, we could say bleep you thought. what the F you thought. But,
okay.
You know, concept is all the same. You know, O don't like to curse. Honest don't like to curse, and I commend that. You know, we try to curb our curse words and our slang words, but
sometimes
you might catch a spill one, but I'm glad she doesn't a lot of the time. Most of the time she keeps it under wraps. I'm trying to do the same.
But these niggas make it hard. Now, I'll say that real quick. Shout out to everybody that's listening in right now. We know the Heat game is on tonight.
Yes, it is.
Get into this interview with our special guest coming up. If this is your first time listening, again, Onyx on the Mind, but you also host Golden Free Global 14 and Cut every Wednesday night via global14.com. Anybody that interested artists, up-and-coming artists, this is pretty much a station catered to you. We have a lot of guests come on, such as the one tonight, Adam Lopez, presenting opportunities to you. He is a talent manager that we actually had on the show before, who started an entertainment company. He's only going to be 26 this year, I believe. Already an author, wrote a book, has a lot of good things happening. Actually, they're the first company to accept Bitcoin. So that was a big accomplishment regarding entertainment. So I'm very excited to have him back tonight. Very excited.
We like Adam, man. Adam knows his stuff. Adam's a hustler, entrepreneur. We like Adam. Adam reminds us of us.
Yes.
So we love to have him on the show. Real cool cat.
Most definitely. And so you guys, tonight is definitely, we're doing something exclusive. He actually will be making some exclusive announcements and giving opportunities about the new projects and business ventures. So it's the first that you'll be hearing it with us. Also, Golden, by the way, we did have last week DJ United, Lucky Smith, one of the founders. So I love this whole entrepreneurial thing that we're on right now lately. But
I love the theme of it. I love, you know, what's funny, it's not even on our show. It's period.
Yes.
All around us right now, I guess, is a spirit of entrepreneurs, being that there's so many different companies and opportunities and social media to elevate yourself throughout your your own status and what you have going on, if you have some legitimate going on, even if you don't have something that legitimate going on, people are turning famous overnight. So I think, you know, the social media aspect of what is going on has even, how can I put it, growth a new crop of entrepreneurs, because now people see, hey, man, if I could just get out and brand myself the right way, some things could probably happen. It's happening through Tumblr. It's happening through Instagram. It's happening through Twitter. Like, people are turning to stars overnight with actual, like, skin in the game. So I think a lot of people are seeing that, and a lot of people are saying, hey, this is the time I may be able to make something of myself through these mediums. So we'll see how it goes, man. I'm liking that we get the opportunity. So, you know, we definitely doing it ourselves. So,
No, not at all. You really can. And it's been great getting the opportunity to meet several different people. And speaking of meeting several different people, this weekend, Southern Entertainment Awards will take place in Tunica, Mississippi. Not too far from Memphis, Tennessee. I will be out there this weekend. And then they have the DJs United Conference coming up, as well as the Core DJs Conference coming up in Miami. And there's just a lot of events coming up. But as far as those conferences for the seminar, for you artists, you know, you may want to look into those. They may be beneficial to you. Also, AppleSill, the event that's taking place in Fayetteville, North Carolina, May 5th, will give you more information on that as we near towards the end of the show. And
also,
I can't wait to hear.
Coachella. Also,
yes,
Coachella.
I just got a,
you know, a special invite out there to an actual event that goes on during Coachella as well as Coachella, but an event called Project Music House that a lot of people should start looking at. This is real dope. I'm going to be sharing this with Onyx off air so we can learn more about what they have going on, because they don't just go to Coachella. They've been to South by Southwest this year. Basically, all the major festivals, they find a nice house or mansion, and for 7 days or the weekend, a lot of dope stuff goes on in this house. So, yeah, this is pretty cool. And anybody that is looking to get themselves out there, they're buzzing. You have a budget behind you, and you're trying to get in that intimate space where there's going to be a lot of influential people. This Project Music House seems to be one of the next big things. And shout out to the people that's throwing that, because I think it's dope. It looks real cool. And we're going to be checking that out soon.
Yeah, I mean, that is exciting, and I actually wanted to mention that to you anyway, so I'm so glad you brought that up, and can't wait to connect with you about that opportunity, because that's huge. When you texted me that, I was like, whoa.
yeah, it came right through, and I was looking at it, I was like, wow, this is right up our alley, and at the same time, it's not just music, it's video games, it's athletes, so, you know, you got Snoop Dogg there, you know, represent EA Sports. Pharrell gonna be there doing a DJ set. Skrillex and his company. So you got so many different genres and mixtures of people that are in there representing music, brands, athletes are there representing what they do. So it just seems like a real cool time while the biggest festival goes on damn near in the nation. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. Lollapalooza, it's going to be crazy this year. Man, just stay tuned to our station, because we're going to be hipping you on to everything that's going on if you want to take a trip and check everything out.
Absolutely. I mean, there's just, like you said, there's just so much. It's an endless list. And you guys also can, we do have a Facebook page that you can go and like and keep posting. So we're going to do a better job at posting on that, some opportunities for you. So, you know, we're just getting back in the swing of things. If you guys didn't know, it's actually our first month of back broadcasting. So it's like, welcome back. And it's, you know, we're going full speed. So, you know, we're back. We're happy to be back. Even if the heat game is on right now, we are happy.
Happy. Okay, you can't escape that song now. You can't escape that song now. Everybody.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't. And so, look, Adam Lopez, guys, like I said, young entrepreneur coming on the show with us tonight. And, yeah, he's about to call in right now, so it's so dope You guys, make sure you're 760-913-4119 if you have any questions, comments, you know, anything that you want to ask our guests or ourselves. And then I can't wait for the news source in Golden because Drake, Jay-Z, I can't wait to get into that. If we can, just like I can't wait to hear. I have meant to text
you.
That's how serious it was, but I, you know, I've been ripping and running all week. So yeah. So look,
we got to talk about that. We got to talk about Nick Cannon too. His whole white face skit that he's doing.
Yeah, there's two things we got to talk about. It's quite a few things, huh? So I think, I believe I actually have. And then this week, you know, we're not going to get into the charts and all of that, but maybe later I can kind of tell you guys who sold what and how, you know, what they placed. And I know Schoolboy Q dropped something this week or debuted, and I believe it was only 12K. So we'll get into that a little bit later for you guys, run down some numbers that you can pretty much see online anyway. So actually, I want to play this record, Mobb Deep Trip 1, Part 2, because Adam said he's still in this record right now, so we're going to drop this and then bring him on live. Global 14 to cut.
Mobb Deep.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I got the phone.
For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings. Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really, and yo done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God, in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, son. It's shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts, they're straight up shook ones.
Shook ones. Ain't a crook, son. You just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got to trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking. My son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's play, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, EMJ got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, nigga, my was out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my peoples. React with lyrics like Max ahead. Your domo, when I roll up the beat, gon' sleep because I'm free.
Son,
ain't
shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crook, scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crook.
some get shot, locked down and turned nuts. Cowardly heart then straight up shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14, The Crack. Adam Lopez live on the line with us. How are you, Adam?
Doing well. How you guys doing? I miss you guys.
Hey.
Adam, what's up, brother?
Not too much. I just enjoyed my Wednesday night.
I know, that's right.
I'm glad you picked that classic record there, brother.
Oh, I had to, man. I had to throw it back to, I think, like 2001, 2002 when that came out.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
insane.
Man.
Well, thank you so much, Adam, for coming on tonight. You know, when we tweeted with you the other week, it was just like perfect timing because it's, you know, we're a first month back broadcasting for the year. We took a minute to revamp, and we were just talking about entrepreneurship and all of that. So having you on right now is perfect. So thank you for coming back to join us tonight.
Anytime. I always love chatting with you guys. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you. So let's get right into it. We, you know, like I said on the line, we already got into the bio and everything with you last time you were on the show with us. So everybody that's listening now, yep, you can go back and access that episode or any of other interviews with Adam. But we definitely want to get into the new things that you have coming up. So what's been happening this past year?
It's been kind of wild since the last time we talked. As you mentioned before, you know, we're the first entertainment company to accept the cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Which is kind of wild. We've been researching that for like a year and a half, and then finally we decided to pull the trigger on it last month. And the awesome people at Polestar did the exclusive on it in their magazine, the March issue. So they've been fantastic to us, and we've been getting a lot of great reception with that and all kinds of stuff as far as the Bitcoin space goes. But as of recently, I remember I dropped you a line earlier. We first started talking that we have this. We developed a new website. Actually, it's a company that that pays you to listen to music. You know, because you figure that all these people, you know,
right.
It's always tough because you never really get a good feel for like your demographic or you know who's listening to your music or how to you know cater that marketing campaign. So we created a website called fanzae.com. It's FANNZE.com, and just throw your email in, and then we get in touch with you and just you know pretty much pay you monthly to listen to music.
It's crazy. Is that not genius? I mean, like, I can't wait till, like, I more so wanted to know for myself, like.
Absolutely.
So, like, I would love to get on there and be a part of that from both ends, and I just think that's amazing. So how did this even come about, the process, and I mean, how long did this take to actually get going?
It's an idea that we've had over here for probably for about 3 years. You know, it's gone through so many different stages and so many different names and, you know, layouts and stuff. And we really thought because, you know, there's not really a service out there that does anything like this. You know, for example, like Nielsen does all the television ratings, and they pay people like $5 a month or something who have a Nielsen box to track TV ratings, you know, in their homes. And there's really nothing like that for music. And you really can't figure out, you know, what your core demographic is until you've already released the record and you get your sound scan numbers and stuff like that. So we're pretty much here for labels and managers and artists to really figure out where you should market your music and how to market it and who to market it to before releasing it and just, you know, kind of shooting blindly towards which avenues you should go down. So hopefully it's a tool that helps artists and, you know, helps fans out as well. You know, so it's a pretty great medium.
Absolutely, and helping those labels save the money. Super dope. I mean, it's just amazing. And then I just was telling everyone before we brought you on the line that you'll be 26 this year, right?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
That is correct. I'm surprised you remembered that. I heard you say that earlier.
I know. Hey, we have a good memory. Like, when we have our guests, so we make sure to make
that
connections and to really, you know, definitely create a business relationship and keep growing and friendships and all of that. But it's just super dope to have you say this. Are you guys looking into maybe also doing an app with this? Because, you know, apps are a big deal as well. So looking into the app.
We're absolutely looking at that. You know, we've done a couple different companies that have approached us about doing an application, but I really wanted to see. Today is the first day, actually, the site is actually live. So, you know, there's been a lot of
oh, my God.
We've been trying to do a lot of stuff. Yeah, you know, it actually all kind of just came together at, you know, at the right time, and that's why I was coming on tonight. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to drop it on the show because, I mean, there's no time like the present. So, but we're definitely looking at apps, you know, trying to find the right company to go with. But as of right now, we're keeping it to strictly a desktop, you know, program and website, and just to kind of get a feel for it and see how everyone likes it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's going to be amazing, and I can already see, if not already, those huge labels calling you guys once they see the traffic. And I mean, just with the social media, you can easily do a trending topic. I mean, there's just so much with this. It's just a big deal. Golden, what do you think about this amazing opportunity right
now? It sounds so awesome. It sounds so awesome. I'm actually on it right now. Nice, clean, flat design site. And it basically just lets you know right away exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to revolutionize music and marketing. I think this is real dope, Adam. This is something that I actually spoke about with somebody years ago, but it was more on a multi-level marketing type thing, because we will always say, wow, how come somebody hasn't in the music industry followed the multi-level marketing imprint of getting people something for purchasing music, you know? So many of these different companies out here, they, hey, if you purchase cable through us, you get these many points, and this is going to get you to this level or that level, whether it be money, points, or whatever. But giving something back for somebody purchasing something always was a good thing to me. And giving somebody something just to listen to music that they love, that is awesome, bro. That is cool.
I appreciate that. It's pretty cool. You know, we really try to break it down and make it really conducive to artists. You know, it's like we will tell you everything from the core age of your demographic, you know, to the gender, to their income. You know, it's because everyone fills it out when they go on there, you know, and it's like you'll really get to nail it down. Like, you know, my music is received best by, you know, single 18-year-olds making between, you know, $25,000 and $50,000 a year with no children. You know, it's really breaking
right
down to the nth degree.
Wow. Really
to really
detailed.
Pinpoint that exactly.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this for a second, Adam. Now, are you delivering these reports to the artists that are part of this site, like once a week? When are they getting these reports from you?
The way we roll it out usually is an artist comes to us, this is kind of what we've done in the beta stages, is an artist comes to us with an album or maybe with a single or something like that, you know, and they really want to test the waters and see what it is. And we have different tiers, I suppose, of marketing analytics based on artists.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, if you want to have a song, you know, say you have a single and you're like, oh, I want to see how it gets received. I don't know if I should release it or not. Let's see how it does. So we put it through our system, you know, through our people, and you can choose, you know, based on the amount of users you want to get, well, you know, you want to send it out to, you know, is how big your sample size is going to be. You know, you can send it out to 25 people. You can send it out to 500, to 1,000 people. You know, so
right.
It's, like it's really up to you, depending on what your budget is and depending what kind of reception you want to get and how big you want your sample size to really get, like, when it comes to getting a grip, you know, really being hands-on with it. And it's, we do it for albums. We do it for everything. You know, it's like it helps people, you know, with even our artists. We've been using this for our management company, just, you know, trying it out and using it with our artists and, you know, getting our mailing list that we have in there. And it's worked phenomenal for us, you know. It's like, because it kind of gives power back to the fans, you know. It's like a lot of people
yes.
are like, subscribe
right.
here, you know. It's like, you know, pay $10 a month for Spotify or Pandora, this or that. And it's like, it kind of takes the power out of the hands of, like, I suppose the labels and a lot of A&Rs, and really putting it in the hands of the people who are actually going to buy the music, which is the consumer, you know. So it's like, if you can tell exactly where your core marketing should be, you know, should be directed, then, you know, that's half the battle in any situation.
Well, Onyx and I want to be the next clients that you have for
Thursday.
Right.
I'm telling you right now,
right.
We're going to put our bid in on the show tonight.
Absolutely.
Onyx will be using the site. We will
that's
support
right.
Adam and everything he does because we really
that's
like
right.
this guy. But this
thank
sounds
you.
Awesome, Adam, and good luck
it's
on this,
amazing.
Man. We'll be able to tell you from the cut, how it works, because we are going to enter this realm with Adam ourselves.
Awesome. Right. I'm super excited.
That's right. I've already registered my account on this end as a fan, so I just pressed register and I went to go, and it's so easy and so perfect, and I did that again because, like Golden said, user friendly, like you said, clean, easy to get to. It's just perfect. This is an awesome opportunity. I hope that the artists are listening, and we're going to make sure they listen and keep spreading the word about this as well. So what is this staffing looking like for you guys over there? And I do want to say this, Adam, and everybody that's listening, you know, at one point you actually had to step outside of your city to see how each market receives your music, and online has made that a little easier. But this really, for it to target, you know, the actual income and all of that, that's just amazing to me. Who's actually, how many, you know, as far as the staff and whatnot, what is the company size right now for this site? Is it just your entertainment company, or did you guys partner with anyone?
We kind of had this on we have a little, a little tech company that we're delving into a bit, you know, we kind of created with me and some partners, and because we've always been fascinated by, you know, all the tech world and apps, and I mean, it's hard not to be because it's such a, you know, it's such a massive industry. You know, it's one of the things that, like, you know, it's out in San Francisco and Silicon Valley. Those people are out there just working tirelessly to, you know, to advance the tech world, and it's always fascinated me greatly. So it's myself and a couple other partners all came together to work on this site under our little tech company umbrella. So we had a bunch of great people involved with it, you know, very hard workers, and we're super excited to see it, you know, finally see the light of day.
This is amazing. I'm just completely blown away.
thank you so much
for bringing this to us. I mean, I'm pretty much speechless. What else can you tell us about this, or about anything else, any of your other projects that we haven't already asked you?
You know, everything, you know, like everything with the site has been going great, and we're fortunate to launch it. The site also has a Facebook and Twitter page, which you can see right there on the homepage. It's Twitter, it's like just @FanZee, FANNZE, and then the Facebook page is the same link. So it's all the branding is together as far as like the FanZee name goes. So as far as all of that, you know, we're just super excited to see how it gets received. And, you know, obviously I'm glad to have put it out on your guys' show because you guys are always great to me. So, you know, it's the least I could do. And a lot of stuff's been going really smoothly, you know, especially with the management company. And, you know, summer's coming, so we've been really busy over here working with tours and branding and stuff. And it's just been a crazy past, you know, 8 months since we've last spoke.
It's always good to be crazy.
That's right.
Going on, man. We like to hear about the movement. We like to hear about things being hectic and crazy. As long as we have time to de-stress, that means
absolutely. We're
out there getting busy. You know what I'm saying? So you got to love that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm ready for some warm weather. It's been cold in the Northeast.
Oh, yes.
I bet.
Yes, indeed. So are you guys going to be touching down to any of these plans to touch down to any of these upcoming panels, such as A3C, to get out there and kind of spread the word more about FanZee? I know that you're testing the water still, but any promotions or any opportunities for anybody to kind of be like the street team, rather, to get the word out in their area?
We're actually popping up at a few random tours this summer. You know, well, I don't want to say anything yet because we're still going through paperwork
okay.
and stuff. You will see the brand and the name out there in more places than not. You know, which is really cool. You know, we're really just trying to get it because it's great that you guys are like, you know, this, it's like you guys are like hip hop based, and we have a bunch of like, you know, endeavors that are rock based and pop based. So it's really great to try and get everyone in because
the
great thing is it's not genre specific. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be a hip hop act, mm-hmm. you can be a pop act or a rock act, and we're trying to get on all those. You know. A rock tour, hip-hop tours, you know, pop tours. We're just trying to put it out there for everyone to really see nationwide, you know, and we're going to really start hitting it hard probably, you know, in June, July. So we're super, super excited about
this. This is really nice, man. This is really nice. Let me ask you, Adam, does this have a side where if someone's handing you this single, are you guys looking to try to propel the record and have it grow some legs through everything that you're gathering analytically from FanZee? Are you saying, okay, this is what we want to do with the record because this is the feedback that we're getting on our end?
Well, that was originally how kind of, I guess, the idea came to be, you know, because we've been using a program, you know, before we made it public within our own management company, you know, for our,
mm-hmm.
like the 15 or 20 artists that we have, we've been using this program for them, and it's been really great, you know, to try and, you know, I guess, manifest some good details and really get some great
right.
concepts about how to roll marketing out and stuff. So, I mean, it's like we kind of provide you with the tools, and then whichever way you decide to go with it after that is up to you. You know what I mean? It also helps, like, I always put my personal insight on here too. Whenever anyone, like, you know, whenever we see it, and you know, someone comes through and they're like, "Oh, we want to market it to this," and it's, I always tell them, you know, maybe like slow down and take a second look. Like, these demographics, even though, like, you know, obviously the younger demographic is going to be always, you know, dominant, but we also tell people with our own little insight to be like, hey, look at these secondary markets that you might have missed before, you know, people that are not, like, not this huge demographic of, you know, 18 to 25, but, you know, maybe you're getting a lot of traction in the 35 to 40 category, maybe a lot of traction in the 45 to 50, you know, so we make sure people really understand fully, like, all the data that they're seeing. So we're not just handing them a form and be like, here you go, you know, we're making sure we explain it.
That's exactly. Because, you know, some people will just, hey, check out these numbers. You know, a lot of these guys don't know what they're looking at. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They see some numbers. They see some use of some data, but they don't know how to read it and how to process it. So it is very great that you offer, you know, your expertise on it. So they will pretty much not be in the dark, because you will be surprised at how a lot of people look at things, especially artists, because, you know, a lot of them are ego-driven, so they don't really sit down and analyze the data like, you know, guys like you or Onyx or me would want them to. But at the same time, you know, having somebody to point them in that right direction is great.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. You know, we always make sure that everything we put out, you know, especially when it came to this site, was pretty much completely idiot-proof. You know, we wanted to make sure that even, you know, even a child could use it. Even when we do, all the data readings, we send that out, and we break it down, like I said before, to the nth degree, so there's literally no question as to what you're looking at. It's like we make it simple, because the whole concept with this is simplicity. You know, we want everything to be – there's so much – you know, on especially on the internet, there's just so much garbage and so much, like, you know, smoke and mirrors and, like, just decorations and fluff out there. You know, we wanted to keep it simple, keep it clean, and just that's how the whole company mantra has been running. Just keep it simple and, you know, just make sure it runs efficiently and it's easy to understand.
Amazing.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it, man.
Absolutely. I just, like I said, completely blown away. Adam, also, you had the book that was on the label when we last spoke. The book is available now.
No Smoking in the Green Room is the name of it. And we're actually, last time I talked to you, the book was just coming out. We ended up going through a different publisher and pushing the date back. So the book will actually be live for we did all the pre-order stuff, all that great stuff. And luckily, there's a ton of support behind it, which I greatly appreciate from everyone who was involved, especially you guys as well. You know, and the book will be for sale online, just kind of like, just click and ship as of, I believe, 10 days from right now. So all the pre-orders are getting sent out. Yeah. So it's been a long process, and there's been a lot of different, you know, especially when putting a book out, you know, there's a lot of different personal aspects, like how personal do I want to get with it, like how much do I really want to say, and it's like being a young writer, it's like I go back and forth 10, 12 times a week to the publishing company, you know, who's printing it and being like, hey, wait, no, here's an edit, you're on page 45, you know, instead of that. They probably want to wring my neck, but, you know, it's just want to make sure it's the best it can be.
That's awesome. I mean, absolutely awesome. We're just so honored to have you come in and put this exclusive information, you know, share this with us and our listeners, and I just can't wait to tell everybody about it and to keep talking about it. Logan, I thought I heard you coming in to say something. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I was just saying, hey, guys, look out for that book. You know, Adam knows his stuff, man, and, you know, you can get some insights, the youth today kind of put reading to the side, but you know, you crack open an informative book, listen to an informative podcast, it could really help you out, especially when you're trying to go into this industry. And me and Onyx always try to tell you, you know, myself and Onyx, study for the test, man. This is a test.
That's
and
right.
if you don't know what you're getting into, you can fail this test. And, you know, a lot of people have hit that wall, but you want to make sure you got as much bullets in your gun as possible, man. So check out Adam's book, No Smoking in the Green Room. Definitely, we're going to be plugging everything he does. I wanted to ask him about Bitcoin. I've been, you know, hearing and seeing, you know, Bitcoin for a while now and reading different articles on it. I actually saw an article about a hip-hop group that has actually become the first act to accept Bitcoin to purchase in their album. They're a group called Ain't No Love. And I really want to know how this is going to work as far as, you know, the artists are concerned, because it says that this is the way that everything is getting directly to the artists. I think I also read that they are dealing with Litecoin, Dogecoin, and PayPal as well. What do you think about these mediums? I know you're using it with your company. What do you think about artists using, accepting Bitcoin as their currency for their album sales?
I mean, I think it's a very innovative concept. You know, I mean, it's also Bitcoin is also great. It's great for a bunch of reasons, because, you know, like as far as PayPal and all the other companies go, I mean, I love PayPal and we use PayPal religiously, you know, over here, just because it's so simple and fast and easy. But it's like with Bitcoin, it's tough because, I mean, it's better because there are no fees, I guess. You know, whenever you have a credit card transaction, you know, you're getting charged 3 or 4% for that transaction. With Bitcoin, you're looking at sometimes 0.5% or 1/3%, you know, which is really crazy. And when you're doing, you know, it's great for bigger deals too, you know, because, I mean, 3 or 4% on $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 adds up really quickly. You know, so with Bitcoin, it's like if you can get, you know, 3%, you know, to take it away down to, you know, 1/3%, it's a fantastic, you know, it's a fantastic luxury to be able to have. And as far as artists go accepting it, I mean, I think it's very forward thinking, but I feel like Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is definitely still in the infancy stages, you know, it's still relatively, it's been out for like maybe 3 or 4 years, but I mean, it's got a lot of growing to do, you know, and it's awesome that people like Overstock.com and all these other big websites are embracing it. But I mean, until really all of the eBays and Amazons of the world, until it becomes more consumer friendly, that's when I feel like it'll really get us time to shine, you know. But I think it's great that artists are hopping on the train so soon and so early, you know what I mean, because it's really a risk, you know. It really is a risk, but I mean, you can never have too many ways to get paid, though, you know.
So,
it's pretty innovative, and I think the artists stepping forward and taking the risk and diving in, I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and they actually said that using the service has actually widened their reach to people who don't necessarily even listen to their type of music, simply because, you know, people in the tech world and people that are understanding what Bitcoin is doing and trying to do are saying, well, who's this first music group that is accepting Bitcoin? Let me check these people out. So they're saying it's actually helping them as far as a marketing standpoint is concerned.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it. You know, it's like the press is really hopping on the Bitcoin trend. You know, it's like anyone who mentions Bitcoin, you know, it's like there are tons of people constantly searching for it, you know, through Google and through all these, you know, the SEO is fantastic for it right now, you know. So even just being attached to the phrase or, you know, maybe the hashtag is great.
Right.
You know, it gets people. And the Bitcoin community is really great because it's like it's a bunch of forward-thinking people, you know, really coming together and exploring alternative currency, you know, which is great. And I've had been a lot of great discussions that have just randomly come up about it just from being attached to it. I think it definitely helps broaden a user base because, you know, it's so new and it's so different and everyone wants to be a part of something, you know, and it's great when, you know, you find that little group to be a part of it. I feel like Bitcoin is like that little secret right now to a lot of people because, I mean, it's some people don't understand it or for whatever the reason may be, but it's everyone's little secret right now as far as, you know, to the public, but to, like, people on the business end, it's really cool to just, you know, be a part of that elite group accepting it and being one of the first.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Again, I'm completely, you know, I've been navigating and I've been listening and, you know, this is amazing and I can't wait to share this information with everyone and especially over there at Global 14 as well. But, you know, we just have so many people that can utilize this and would want to get paid to listen to music as well. So that's just the most, I think that's just genius. And we're so excited for you guys. Adam, and
thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys have always been great to us, and we're super excited to have you on board with it. It's been a great ride.
Are we gonna push it, man? We're gonna push it, and like I said, we're gonna be expecting you to give us your expertise because, like I said, Onyx and I are about to be in this system, if not later tonight, tomorrow. I know Onyx already registered. And so we want to get in it, we want to learn it, we want to understand it so we can push it out there with intelligence, letting everybody know exactly what they need to do and how they can benefit from this.
Awesome. Awesome. We're super excited to have you guys on board. You know, it's always been, like I said, it's brand new and you guys are probably some of the first to register publicly, you know, so, you know, congratulations on being one of the first probably.
There you go.
Awesome. I know. I went ahead and my name, nobody can take it. So Onyx254, I'm in there, registered, good to go. Adam, I just like I said, completely blown away. I knew you had an announcement. You said it. But just to see it, the site, and, you know, it actually taking place and in real time and not, you know, oh, it's coming later this year, you know, but to see it right now in action, it's ready to go right now, it's perfect and just amazing. So we thank you again. Can't thank you enough. And definitely we'll let you get back to whatever tasks and projects you have sitting right in front of you as well on this Wednesday evening, because I'm sure you have a pile over there. So,
I got something happening. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening with the launch today, so just trying to keep everything straight, I suppose. But I appreciate
before
you guys having me.
Before you go real quick, Adam, give us an update on some of your artists, man. How are they doing out there in the space and what's going on with their music? And anything coming up that we need to look out for?
Yeah, actually, we actually have we've been handling this artist. His name is Nathan Ryan for a while. He's been one of our one of our main go-to guys. He has a tour coming up with Johnny Good, who plays bass for Wiz. So it's Nathan and Johnny Good coming.
Nice.
Pretty much I'm pretty sure it's a 5-week full U.S. run. So they'll be out all over the place. Johnny Good. We're gonna get a couple special guests from the TGOD gang. So they're gonna be out there doing it too. So it's gonna be a very eventful summer. So definitely look out for Nathan and some of the TGOD guys coming through soon.
Nice.
Absolutely. I did see some promotions for him as well. When I was sitting in you guys' new media management and all that, I saw a lot of promotion with him. So that was a good deal and a good look. So. We'll be on the lookout for that as well. Definitely, I'll get with you to see if we can get some of those records as well, so that we can play them possibly. And,
absolutely.
Have him on the show at one point too. So when he settles down, playing him.
Absolutely.
The money first. Yes.
Maybe we can have him on the show, and maybe we can get that first group that accepted Bitcoin on the show and see how they. See how they're doing with that as well. I'm very interested in this whole thing because I know if something, like Adam said, is that little secret group, but as soon as these other big companies start putting their stamp on it saying, hey, yeah, this is it. It's just going to blow out the water, and whoever's in on that that forward wave, that early stage, you never know what can happen.
That's right. Mm. They pretty
absolutely.
Much win, you know. Mhm. Well, again, we can't thank you enough, and we're going straight to talking about this even more, and to share this information with everybody. Give everyone also, of course, we have your Twitter, and this is social media, online radio, so we can put this information out there. But anybody that wants to contact you, what's the best way to reach you, Adam, or New Media Management as well?
Yeah, you can drop me an email. The company is New Age Media Management. My email is adam@newagemm.com. So you can feel free to drop me an email. We can talk. Always love hearing new artists and new music. And, my inbox is always open.
Wow. And see, that doesn't happen often.
Exactly.
For you artists.
I love doing it. It's all about it. It's all about, because everyone is undiscovered at some point. So it's always great to let everyone
there you go.
Send over
That's
what they
right.
got.
That's right. That's right. What an amazing story and journey that you have ahead of you as well. And I'm so glad that we get to be a part of it and watch you grow and flourish and collect checks along the way. I mean, it's just amazing. And this is going to be a really, really huge deal right here. Huge, huge.
Thank you. Yeah, everyone's fingers are crossed at our end. So.
That's right. That's
well, we'll
right.
be helping on our end, doing whatever we can, like I said, to spread the word, spread it intelligently, letting people know why they should take a look at this, And, when things come around like this, it's very important to us to share that knowledge, because there's so many people, like you said, running around blind, involved in the smoke and mirrors, involved in the fluff, when there's some nice strategies that you can have out there to really try to get to the next step. You might not be able to become a superstar, but you may be able to sell $10,000 worth of your own music every month and be a 100,000 heir or something like that.
Exactly.
You never know. There's different phases to this thing. And, it seems like what Adam and these guys are building is to help that guy start reaching different phases, start really being in the music business, receiving money for your works,
absolutely.
Receiving money for your time, different things like this. This is the most important part about it, because you can only grow from that. You know what I'm saying? So we got you back 100%. Plus, My brother loves Mobb Deep, just like I love Mobb Deep. I just was at, I was just actually emailing Prodigy 2 days ago, shooting him some records. You know, a lot of people in my Queens camp that I know are working with him. Shout out Boogs Baguettes and Hollywood Handsome, a bunch of different guys. They're running with T out there right now. And Havoc, shout out to Havoc. I think he's got an instrumental kit out there that he's selling through a company, so you can get the Havoc drums and the dirty SP sounds. And Mobb Deep's doing a lot of dope stuff, man. So shout out to Mobb, man. Good choice tonight. Good choice.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. So we know how to reach you. We're putting this information out right now. Again, thank you so much, and definitely enjoy your Wednesday night. Congratulations once again. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks a bunch, guys.
All right, brother. The one and only Adam Lopez.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you. You too. So again, you know, a different structure for tonight definitely doesn't have to always be an interview question, answer question. This is informative, exclusive, a huge opportunity and resource. So honored to be the show that he dropped this information on and be the first in the loop of it all and know him personally, have this relationship built with him. It's just an amazing thing. I mean, you haven't seen anything like this before. This is definitely the next big thing for, like, your Facebook, you know, but for the artists. So, I mean, how great
is that? This is dope. This is dope.
This is amazing.
You know, we're gonna dive into it so we can tell all, you know, our listeners, all you guys, exactly how to utilize Fanzy, utilize Adam in the way he's, you know, allowing you to. Because when people take time to build things like this, if it actually works, this word has to spread because it is driven for you to be able to get to the next level. This is how big business works. They do projects and studies on who they should market to. Why are they marketing most of their television shows in the Midwest? It's because the Midwest loves their show. They're watching it. Well, how do they know that? They know it by data, analytics, people that study it, so they won't waste money out there. So if you're an artist and you're looking not to waste money and you're looking to get the best bang for your buck, the stuff that Adam was just on here introducing is definitely the tool to help you pinpoint exactly what next phase you should go to, where you should be marketing, where you should be performing, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. This is your DJ, your PR, your A&R, like all loaded to one and many more. I mean, telling you everything that you need to do or giving you at least a guideline of a good direction that you need to go. And it's going to be honest. And they're getting paid to do it. I mean, who's not going to sit up and get paid, you know? It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So what I want to do right now is actually go to a quick break and come back with some news. Homie, can we do that?
Yes, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Rick Ross, Supreme.
I just left the new United States Embassy. Somewhere in Georgia, it's 109 rooms. Saw 30 pages in 30 rooms, and I was on the wrong side of the house.
Anytime me and Scott Storch get together, you gotta call us the Illuminati. Whenever you see the G, it represents God in geometry. That's what it stands for. I'ma take you deeper though. Now I'm just with you. Hey Scott, I'm just with you, baby. Yo. Ghost on the phone, my jeweler. My new bitch out of D.C., call me Ricky the Ruler. Gotta gather my concentration, we're counting my stacks. I got 8 card notes and just lost me a pack. On the beach, I'm up and down, women jockeying my ride. 300 horses in this, see the jockey inside. False floors for firearms, it's how you survive. Tried to murder me while in mine, so that's how I survive. My new deal with Def Jam, just set me for life. Won the chapel of BMI, I'm just rolling the dice. Big numbers, I'm John Wall, I'm balling tonight. Just joking, my sense of humor's like one of a kind. Got them gangsters who on my line who will blow out your mind. Got them gangsters who
who on my line that'll blow out your mind. Got them gangsters who on my line that'll blow out your mind. Got them gangsters who on my line that'll blow out your mind. Charm City boys, get yeah, a whole city of brick. Through the wild, we wet, set, wet on fire. My smiling, I wanna bet, now we on Fisher Ave. Panamera with Tony Draper, briefcase full of paper. Made a killer, no Martha Luther James, they're a shooter. My they grew apart, they joined the rival gang. Caught them slipping, gave them a pass, so a pistol survival game. Next time, boss gotta turn his back on him. Let them young boys rack on him. Fat, never find me with the fake look. Trapping Lil Davies, stick it to the cake book. Black bottles, boy, that's how I case the ace look. The chick homie hit the homie in the Facebook. And she hit the homies in the motherfucking Facebook.
Tell me it's real.
She get busy looking at all this money.
I wanna know.
They focus, baby.
Yeah.
Clean made back, but it's filthy. The partition is for the women that busy we get. From the Scott to Largemont, back to Lincoln Field. It's all a dream and never wake me up until it's real. Got some bags, that's for the homie when they coming home. He never told and he never used a telephone. He on swole and that just need a telephone. And the Range Rover and the real got it on.
You wanna know how I love the fish? Hey, hey. I know that the feel so real. Hey, hey. I wanna know how it, yeah, yeah, yeah. How does it feel to be so free?
You know when you hanging with $1 billion, one of the perks is you end up meeting all these $1 million. Met a who never gets jet lagged and spent $10,000 on not her best bag. You under dig.
So yeah, tonight is kind of like a surprise. I mean, lots of exclusives and surprises for you guys. Everybody that's listening right now, you kind of know the records that we play. And we have this one record that's very consistent that we always play, which is The Young May and I Hustle. And it's no secret that that is my relative. That's my brother, actually, Young May. And guess what? He's on the line right now. How cool is that? What's up, Young May?
Yes. Hey, what's up, world?
Did you have to slow it up and do the top of your voice like that? Did you repeat it like that?
Yo,
look, I went ahead and merged you in since you called because we're actually getting ready to talk about this Jay-Z and Drake situation, and I definitely want to hear your opinion. Golden, can you bring that
everybody? Yeah, we got to talk about this, man. We got to talk about this. Everybody that's a hip-hop fan, me, Onyx, Young Main on the line. We about to get into what a lot of people want to see. What I want to know is how many people really want to see it. Jay-Z versus Drake. Now, a bunch of people always want to talk about how battling and MC lyricism competition is really good for hip-hop, right?
Right, right.
But to me, there comes a time where there's a guy that nobody should touch. They should just leave him alone and let him do his thing.
I agree.
Okay. So me and Young Main say that when it come to hoes, you young cats, stop coming at him. Leave him alone.
That's just hold your tongue. Whatever you got, whatever opinion you do, you got of him. What he's doing. Besides whether he's talking about his art, whether he's talking about another individual, how he feels, nobody has room to speak because really
there you go.
Ain't nobody messing with the homie.
You feel
so
me?
So how you feel about Drake doing it, man? How you feel about Drake?
Oh,
you know, a guy
you gotta,
that obviously looks up to Jay-Z.
What's he thinking? Respect where it's due, you know what I'm saying? No doubt about it, you know what I'm saying? Drake is talented, multi-talented at that. But
right.
It's just a line that needs to be drawn, you know. He has to really just basically stay in his place and stay in his lane. He has his own lane in hip-hop, you know. Nobody else is out there doing it like he's doing it. But,
right.
You know, basically, you know what I'm saying? He isn't really lyrically ready for Jay-Z at all. You know, and I'm
no way.
Jay-Z is one of my favorite artists, even though I'm from the South. Second comes Scarface. But I love Jay. I love what he's doing. But he ain't have no business jumping in whole business about what he's rapping about.
I agree 100%, Onyx. What you think? I know we pretty much on the same page with this, but let them know why Drake should just calm down, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be the wrong career move, man.
Yeah.
The end of your career, even though he does have a good fan base.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's just certain people, you know, like I said, the whole Kendrick Lamar thing, you know, that was something that was exciting and great for hip-hop, but this was just kind of irrelevant and unnecessary. It's funny because Maine and I talked about it briefly last night, and we were like, what was the deal, you know? And I'm just feeling like, I don't know what Drake had going on at that moment. I don't know if he, you know, I don't know what he was smoking, but I just...
Yeah, nobody talks about him sipping white wine. Nobody
know
that's why
they bring
that up.
Like, what are you thinking? I'm starting to think that's drawing up controversy because they really don't get that the rap game in a whole, you have to keep yourself exciting. You know what I'm saying? You've been around for years right now. Eventually, those records where you're singing the chicks and all of that different stuff is going to get boring. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
Maybe Drake feels like, okay, because this is not the first time in, I guess, a short span where he spoke his mind about some controversial, like even when your boy Philip Seymour Hoffman, the actor, overdosed on his shit and died, and he made the cover of, was it Rolling Stone he got the cover of?
Yeah,
but Drake
right.
was supposed to have the cover. Drake felt some type of weight and voiced it throughout the world. So everybody's saying, okay, Drake is getting a little, I guess they want to say Drake is getting mouthy. I don't think it was mouthy when he said that, because if they promised him the cover and then they put dude on the cover, if he had a little gripe, he had a right to say something. But why are you going to talk about what Hov is talking about when he's talking about his art? That man can afford
right.
that art. You want to know how he can afford that art? Coming from the bricks. He could talk about
right.
that
mm-hmm.
shit how much he want. You feel what I'm saying? He buying art pieces that's more than your house. So I don't
right.
feel that right there should be a topic of why you want to get into a lyrical battle with Jay-Z. Now, if you got something else, maybe so. Maybe he dissed you at a show or something like that, but talking about the man's taste and saying it's getting corny, I think that's real whack. That man deserved to buy any art pieces he want and talk about it how much he want to talk about it.
Right. I feel the
Absolutely.
same way. I feel the same way. A lot of people in the H, you know what I'm saying, 979 the box. You know, I'm about 30 minutes from the H, so basically everybody feel the same. But a lot of people choosing sides over the South and the East is getting to that point, you know.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
lame. Not a lot of New Orleans people because, you know, of course, he would cash money, so a lot of New
right.
Orleans people.
Wow. We're going to have to reach out and see how everybody else is feeling. Let me see. We got, there's quite a few numbers on this board right now, so I really don't know who to expect, but, yo, I think this is Rico. From my city, what's up, Rico? We want you to get your opinion on this Drake and Jay-Z thing. What's up with that? And I do also have Maine on the line speaking about it with us as well.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, first of all, what's up, man? This little thug, bro.
Hey, what it do, homie?
What up, man?
Y'all
I'm
right
here. Man, I'm all right, man, chilling, just waiting for you to come home and set the streets on fire with a jail.
Oh, man. due time, baby.
Already, already. So what you think about this Jay? Oh, I think we dropped him. We lost him. All right, I was going to ask him about the Jay-Z Drake thing, but he'll call back in. We can get his opinion as well. He's calling from Texas, so that'll be interesting to get his opinion. Yeah, got a lot of people calling in. Got somebody live right now. Is that Lamont checking in, wanting to speak on the Jay-Z and Drake situation? A lot of people calling in. I really don't know what.
You know what's really interesting? Once other people start getting involved in their camps, and it becomes like this label versus label situation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm interested
in
seeing.
And I think that's what they want to happen. I think that's what they want to happen. I think that'll be a prime setup for, you know, the whole Young Money versus Rock Nation.
Wow.
You DZ rocking with Hov all day long. You know they been shooting at Young Money, clips in them boys up there. Yeah.
J. Cole, you got J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? They always comparing to J. Cole and Drake. You know he going to want to say something.
You have 1 minute left.
That's right. Well, I definitely want to get some more feedback from all of you callers. Thank you, Maine, for calling in. That was a surprise, and definitely had to get your insight on that Drake and Jay-Z, because, you know, that's, I mean, hey, it's whole. What? What's up, Jay-Z? I don't understand it at all.
He need to calm down, man. And chill out. And, yo, everybody listening to the show, if Maine could drop in anytime he want and speak, just so y'all know. So if y'all hear Young Maine on the line with us, you just rocking with that, because that's what it is right there. So the brother has the rap knowledge, you know. He's been in the game. He knows about the game. So when you hear him, just know it's real talk coming from the top.
Okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all having me featured on the night show.
Thank you for
man.
Using CenturyLink. Goodbye.
Already. That's funny because it was so impromptu.
Did they cut him?
Oh, I put him on mute.
Oh, okay.
So impromptu right there. So crazy, so dope. I definitely have to get that feedback and that information. I want to know who else has an input and information. Rico, I think you're back on the line. We lost you, but did you want to speak on this whole Drake versus Jay-Z thing? I got you live with us now.
I don't know. It's dope, though. Damn, my
Hello?
Call hung up.
Hello?
Nah, you got you. Yeah, we got you back. You back?
I'm back. Am I live?
Yeah.
So I can get my 2 pennies on the game?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Good.
Really, man, I'm going to be honest. I'm a big Jay-Z fan. But it's about that time, man. It's about that. I think Drake should stay in his place. Don't ever disrespect the man that did it. Because we all know Jay been doing this. But it's about that time, man. These new age rappers are taking over.
You know what's funny? I can't deny that.
Yeah.
That argument at all, because a lot of people feel that way as far as, okay, Hov, you had your run. Now one of these top tier guys are going to go at you. You know what I'm saying? So I hear a lot of the same sentiment that, yo, it's about that time. Let's see what happens. And,
right,
you know, I
right.
can't knock that. I can't knock if he is saying, hey, I got to go at you, brother, because of a certain reason. When he said what he said about the art shit, I was kind of like, I can't respect that, because there's a bunch of corny shit that Drake talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're
talking about a lot of corny stuff in your rhymes, brother. So the way he set it off, I guess, was more like
the way that
he could have came better than that.
Yeah,
if he gonna start it with Jay-Z.
I don't even base it off bars no more. It's just the simple fact that times are changing. You know what I'm saying? These new rappers are getting exposed to new things. Their brain working a little different. You know what I'm saying? So
the level that they sitting on, they, you know, they trying different methods and stuff like that. I just think it's about that time for Jay just to, you know, not give it up. But another thing, I think it's a respect thing in the game. I think that a lot of these labels, you know what I'm saying, be telling artists that's actually ready to go at Jay, like, nah, you know what I'm saying, pay homage to Jay, that Jay pay homage. But I think other artists that's new and upcoming, like Kendrick Lamar, you know, rappers like Asshole, Joey Badass, people like that, that's just like, you know, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm on his level. I'm gunning. Which I feel too, because I'm an artist myself. And I feel like I'm ready. Right now, I feel like, can't nobody fuck with me. That's just how I feel.
And I got to chime in. It's so interesting that you said this would go, and you know, I've known you for years as well. And you know what was crazy is I think that as an artist that go harder, or even if they don't, you definitely should be feeling like you know, you got what it takes and you the best and whatnot. I feel like I understand. I say it all the time on this show, like at some point these niggas got to pass the torch. They can't run it forever, you know. But I definitely feel like, I kind of feel like Golden, how he said, I think it was the way that Drake did it that I wasn't rocking with. I need him to come a little bit better if he's going to go to hold. You know what I mean? Like, that's still hold. Like,
I agree with that.
Like hold is hold. I mean, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? He's hold. I mean, look what, and then I can use his wife as an example, but Beyonce. Look how, when, who was it that tried to come at her crazy? Was it Keisha Cole?
Keisha Cole, one of them.
Yeah,
one,
I mean,
of them,
come on now. Like, one of the young chicks, like, really? I mean, obviously, in most places, I have to pass the torch, but come on now. You've never seen Beyonce coming at the Janet Jackson's and whatnot. You know, everybody just passed the torch to keep it moving. It didn't have to be that. You feel me? Like, you can take over and transition
but
to
I
greatness
like
without having to not greatness.
I feel like Hov is doing that. I feel like when Hov jump on these tracks with these young boys,
he
is respecting that they are nice. He's telling them, yo, I'm going to lend this verse, and we're going to make some stuff happen. He did it with Drake.
He
did it with Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that he is in their way. I think he's like Michael Jordan to me when it comes. Like,
that's
when
my...
he said that, I believe that shit. And I don't think basketball player.
That.
Should be like, F Michael Jordan. If you, that shit is almost like, what are you talking about, F Michael Jordan? Now, you could say you think you're going to be better than Michael Jordan, or you're going to aspire to be better than Michael Jordan, but you can't say, forget Michael Jordan, I'm here. You here because Michael Jordan was here.
Exactly. And you know,
right.
ball analogy, that's why I wasn't happy with Michael J. period. MJ at one point, because he was the whole LeBron thing. LeBron gave him his props and respect to him. Now, I'm not going to get into this because, you know, I will go off and go in. But the whole point, let niggas come up, you know, all this trying to battle, like, it's just irrelevant. Like, this is two different generations. I mean, past two different generations right now. I mean, Drake, Jay-Z, I mean, he just had no, it just was irrelevant to me. Like, I just didn't
understand. If anything, I really think, to me, to be honest, what I say is I don't think Drake has enough credentials. That's the only thing that will go wrong.
Not at all.
I don't think he has enough credentials to battle Jay. Just like any other new age artist. I don't think they have the credentials. You don't
got
it to
shoot
at Jay. Right.
And then
everything
Jay say is true. That's crazy.
Jay-Z is one of the first artists, bro, that wrote a book to decode his lyrics. What other artists you know doing that?
There you go.
Like, you got to get to that level.
Absolutely. And that's the argument right there. Then Maine had said something about, what did he say about Drake? Yeah, he said, Drake, you have your own lane. So just, you know, nobody's in that lane. He's absolutely right. Drake does have his own thing going on, so that was irrelevant. He didn't have to do that, you know?
And you know what? I feel him on that. That's just like, you know what? That's right. That's like putting Meek Mills and Soulja Boy out of Migos in the same category and then hyping up a battle. Like,
you do that right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Everybody has their own lane. That's why I feel if you're going to battle, if you're going to battle, man, I'm telling you, you got to have your credentials right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to have your credentials right. You got to make sure all your points hit. They got to be valid. That's what
exactly.
I know the art of battle rapping. You know what I'm saying? Or
that's right.
These days is over. That the KRS-One and you know all them days when it's not like that no more.
And you got to think about it. Them brothers was on the same level when they was battling with LL Cool J, Cool Moe Dee and KRS-One and MC Shan and all these guys. These was on the same level. You know, Cannabis and LL was a little bit different because it was kind of like a Jake and Drake, a Jay-Z thing. But look what happened to him. Look, like that man was nowhere to be found, man. Ended up going to the military. You feel what I'm saying?
You're right.
That killed him. In the armed services after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said to myself, look, he did something foul to Cannabis, though.
Yeah.
So Cannabis decided to speak on it. For Drake to say that Jay-Z is being corny by talking about art,
that's whack, because it's like, come on, my nigga.
Like, what are you talking about, though?
Exactly.
Hey, one thing I know about another artist, for me being an artist, niggas don't like what they can't understand. That's one thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to ride with Jay on that.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? He's talking about Bastiat paintings, Andy Warhol, you know what I'm saying? If I was to go tell my friends about a Bastiat painting on Andy Warhol, they go, nigga, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. Drake got to understand, Drake, you like my little sister age almost, baby. Stay in the lane, daddy. Stay in
your
lane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane, man. Jay-Z was in London at 19. That man almost 40-something.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Stay in your lane. And everybody, the consensus is the same. I mean, we could get somebody else on the line, but I think it will be the same. Now, granted, the young cats, they that don't know the history of Hov and don't know really what Hov has been through, what he's accomplished, of course, they love Drake. They going to ride for Drake, you know what I'm saying? And they going to say, I want to see Drake battle Jay-Z. But when you get down to brass tacks, man, it's really about everything that man Hov could say to crush you is truth. You can't really compare your life to his. You can't compare your money to his. So everything you're going to say is got to be a clever joke to make somebody laugh. Everything he going to say is going to be some true shit that is just going to be like, oh, well, damn, Jay-Z just telling the truth about this nigga.
Exactly.
You can't beat that. You know, you can't beat when a nigga's like, put your money up to mine. Now, how we look? What's going on here? What you really talking about?
Exactly. At the end of the day, look, I do have somebody else that want to speak on it. I want to know, like you said, we could do it all day and all night, but I do want to bring this next caller on the line, Gutter, who hopefully he'll speak on this Jay-Z and Drake situation. Come on. I'm waiting for somebody to say Drake is doing it. So
what Gutter got to say?
Thank you so much. We've been bringing lines right now. Thank you so much, Rico. We appreciate you coming
in. Hey, no thing, man. Y'all be cool, man. Appreciate y'all for having me.
Thank you. What's up, baby? Hey. You guys with Global 14 The Cut?
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man?
Peace, brother.
Hey, man, y'all got a beautiful segment going on tonight. It's my first time actually calling in, but salute to everything y'all doing, everything y'all got going on, man. Y'all doing it real major, man. So big salute.
Thank you, brother.
All righty. Thank you very much. So what's up, homie, with this whole Drake and Jay-Z thing? What's your take on it?
Y'all pretty much covered everything, but I'm standing there just listening. I'm catching from y'all, man. It's bigger than Drake and Jay. It's bigger than hip-hop, and I mean that so full-heartedly because the problem with it's more like a it's a black people thing. The problem with black people slavery, that like the old nigga slaves hate on the young nigga slaves.
Yeah.
Nigga that's out there in the field or instead of niggas just, you know, paying homage, be like, old school, did it right, he showed me the rope. I'ma let him run. Eventually, y'all pass the torch. When he pass the torch, it's gonna be flaming bright. That bitch, so I run over and keep passing it off, like white people do, like Hispanics do, like Italians do.
There you go.
Most definitely, is I'ma take his torch, or if his shit's shining brighter than mine right now, I'ma try to say something to knock his stock off, or you know, something.
Dialogue,
the radio, get it in its queue, and the blog, get it. But at the end of the day, it's that same mindset, man. That's what we got to change.
That's a real interesting take on it, and it's a very real take on it. I can't say nothing, but I agree with that take on it. Like I said, I would really be a whole different way about this argument if Jay would have said something first to Drake. If Jay would have took a shot at this man and said something, I'd have been like, oh, dude, what are you doing? Let the young nigga shine. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But Drake, that didn't happen. Drake started that whole shit.
And Outer World, when I'm pretty sure you got all the Jay-Z albums, like most hip-hop heads, like myself, like all the Jay stuff. You got all the Big stuff. You got all the Pop stuff. And if you down south, you got all the Dungeon Family, UGK, 8-Ball and Jay-Z. Like, them the great, them that you know, man, it's cool to be Southern, or maybe it's cool to be hip-hop, you know what I mean? Like, they set the bar, so, and with the whole credential thing I was speaking on, I'm with them at the same time. Them young boys supposed to have that hunger, but it's not what you do, it's how you do it, you see what I'm saying?
Like, there you go.
Absolutely.
Allen came in the game, he looked like Jordan, square in the eyes, and said, look, man, I always wanted to be where you at right now, so if I'm here, I'm take advantage, but I'm going to respect that. I'm going to pay homage to you. From the beginning to the end, shout out to boy Mike out
of
retirement ceremony.
Yes, he did. Pay homage. First thing he did was pay homage. That's what's up.
That's how you
play
the game
right there. That's how you do it right.
Period.
I mean, I know it's going to make good for the 24-hour blogs, news blogs, and everybody going to take it. And like, oh, Jay-Z and Drake should go at it. But really, when you think about it, man, it's an unfair match. You know what I'm saying? He could say some clever lines that make somebody say, ooh. But you can't never be the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? You just don't match up to that dude. And until you do, you just might as well keep rapping and getting your money. That's my only thing is, why did he say something about that guy? Like, what's up with that? He done shined with you on many records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just did the whole the Cake record, which was hard. You know what I'm saying? You came out the gate with that. That made everybody want to hear your album. You feel what I'm saying? He done been on plenty of more records with you. What are you talking about? Why are you?
What was the deal?
Him?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he
just
he
so,
gave you the cosign.
And that's going to take a cosign, or, you know, maybe ride a coattail. I really think that might be coming from more inside of his camp. And he's just speaking on that, getting gassed up, or somebody put the key in his back. That's special for the dude.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be something, because I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. Like, I thought I read it wrong. Like, that's how crazy it was to me. Because I thought I was tripping and looked at something crazy online through my phone and had to refresh and go back and see. But, I'm glad to hear you say that and definitely speak on the whole black culture and the urban industry and all of that, because that's a big deal and a big problem.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Good looking, homie.
So much.
Yeah, some good insight on that, man.
Y'all keep rocking, man.
Thank you so much. Yep, couldn't have said it better myself. Couldn't have said it better myself again. There's just a way to do things, and I feel like even just period, even niggas is just not, I guess they haven't mastered or understood. I just, again, well, then for me, I meant to text you, but it was just a relevant extra, and I didn't think it was
cool. Right.
I also,
now, you know what? You know, the funny thing is we always text each other about different stuff, and we'd have went back and forth. Well, now, I'm glad we saved it for the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'd have been texting the books and shit, like, what the fuck
yes.
is this thing? But, you know, like, we want to definitely say we love Drake. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with
yeah.
Drake music.
No,
just like Maine was saying, like, Drake is definitely one of those artists that are transcending, doing things like fucking, you know, being in the front office with the Raptors as a, you know, global ambassador for the Toronto Raptors. Different things like that, which you'd like to see a young brother come up and do. I just think it was real corny to do what he did. That was the corny
yeah.
move. Jay-Z told my art ain't corny. The corny shit was you talking about Jay-Z, talking about his heart.
Right.
That is corny.
I mean, it was so relevant, you know. It just, again, it was like, what? And so let me tell you this also, and I have to say this because you were, you know, I know you had a private engagement. Last week, I had went in on the whole dress, skirt, dudes wearing dresses and everything. Right? But let me tell you, I just want to say, just because, like, I want to be able to wear my dress. I want to know that when I walk in the store and my dress is there, like, this is not okay for me. Like, I need to be able to go into the store, find my size, and come out. But I can't find my size because everybody else is picking them up. That's not even supposed to be in my section, you know? And this is talking about, you know, we're talking about straight individuals, men. And so I don't want to come to the concert and we got matching skirts. Like, I see you on stage with your skirt, I got my skirt on. It just doesn't work for me, so... I hope that trend dies down. It's not looking too good, but I do have hope that it won't eventually spread, you know, everywhere, so that I will go and see my favorite rapper and he won't have on, you know, a skirt and call it or culture. So
I don't know,
I'm
man.
Not,
he
I'm
just
not
might have
a
shit on. He just might have a shit on, man. This shit is getting crazy. You know, these cats, I don't know what the fuck is really going on with this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with this shit. I don't subscribe to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One thing that's kind of crazy to me that one of my boys, you know, made a point about when I was talking to him about this, and he was saying, you know, if you go back to, you know, us being in Africa, this is
but
the garments that, and yeah, then that's why I talk about. But we're not,
right.
And they're not kente cloth. These niggas got on leather.
No.
These
leather,
niggas fucking got on leather skirts, my nigga.
Leather
this,
mini
they,
skirt.
I don't, no, not one nigga
this
has walked out with a kente cloth dashiki on. They got leather skirts on, my nigga.
Skirt.
It's not the same thing.
It's not, and I am really getting tired of, like, you guys are so brainwashed. I feel like, I don't know brainwashed of what, but I just feel like, where is y'all? Now niggas want to get into African culture and history. Niggas ain't.
No, and it's not
African
that, but that, I hate that excuse because it's not,
like,
that. This shit is European design cut.
Exactly.
They're
don't
getting
bring,
shit from Europe.
Exactly. Don't bring, you know, tribal things into it. Like, that's not what it's about. If he's in a mini black skin leather skirt, and he says, this is what I'm rocking, and in Africa they do it like this, then I'm not happy, and I'm not rocking with it. And he can't, I'm not dating him, seeing him, or anything like that. Like I said, when I go in my closet, my skirts better be where they at. That's why I don't have female roommates. I never had female roommates. I didn't want to share clothes and all of that. And that goes for the dude as well. I need my sundresses to be where they're supposed to be. You feel me? I'm seeing
exactly. And, you know,
it's
these
crazy.
Niggas are not buying these skirts for no African niggas in these stores. They're going right over there to Europe. There's some skinny white dude over there probably designing these joints. They picking them up, and they making it happen with this shit. And you know, like,
they're
I can't go with the warrior, the whole
no,
warrior
I'm not gonna
argument.
When
I know where
yeah,
you're getting it. You're getting that shit from Europe. That shit is... There's white European and there's black African. You know, that shit is like the complete opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if you're getting your skirts from Europe and you ain't over in Africa and some old tribal man ain't giving you your shit, then I don't want to hear about that warrior shit. That's
just
not
but even
working
if,
over here.
It's definitely, I'm not rocking with that. Like I said, that's just for me. And again, I'm speaking on the heterosexual male and telling me that he's going out with me. We're going to the movies, but he's got his skirt and I've got mine. And that doesn't rock. That doesn't work for me. So just know that doesn't work for me. And I know a lot of my other female friends and associates are not happy as well. So men, if you could leave the skirt at home, we would appreciate that. And just come in pants and jeans and shorts and whatever else attire that you may have or own. So thank you. We appreciate that.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to say. I will give you guys some quick information on some numbers. We just had Adam Lopez on the line. For everybody that didn't get an opportunity to hear the interview, please go back and hear it. He just launched exclusively on our show, FanZay.com, in which we will make sure to put all of that information on our Twitters and Facebooks and whatnot, FANNZE, at FANNZE on Twitter, FanZay.com, FANNZE.com. This is a multifaceted website. It's created to reward the fans for their diligence and you know, listening to music and just basically they're paying you to listen to music. It's also going to be a great tool for artists that can actually send their music over and get their music heard and marketed and budgeted. If with the correct budget, you'll get your music marketed to several different people, and they actually break down the demographics in which your music is most popular, the age group, the income level, and all of that based on, you know, the registration and the users that have signed up and that are getting paid to listen to your music. So it's an amazing opportunity for you artists, for you labels, for you management companies to utilize, and also a great opportunity as well for anybody who wants to get a check or two. I would love a check. I think I'm going to be listening to some music and get some checks as well. So what do you think?
Yeah, we all over that. We're gonna enter the system ourselves. We're going to work with Adam so we can understand what we're exactly talking about, what we're doing. And we're going to educate you more on that. I have a feeling it's going to grow. I'm glad he announced it on our show tonight. But we definitely want to be at the forefront of being a user of the product so we can, you know, just not tell you it's great. We could know it's great. You know what I'm saying? We could tell you how it's working for us and what we're doing on our end. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to definitely be getting up with him. This is a project that I think is great for our show. Is great for the both of our individual careers in music, and we could share it with you guys and bring you along with the journey, and you could sign up and do your thing and make it happen. I definitely think that it's something that everybody is going to end up talking about sooner than later, because once it catch on, I bet it's going to spread like fire.
Most definitely. So you guys, again, make sure you go back and listen to this broadcast. And again, you know, it is what it is. We mixed it, we remixed it. We had surprise calls, we had surprise information. So all of this was different structure. But hey, this is the show. It's the Preppy Goes Down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. We love when you guys call in and give your opinions and speak with us regarding the news. Drake needs to stay in his lane. Jay-Z is home.
Yes.
That is what it is. We established that tonight. Team Heat, like always. We can't wait to get to this game. Golden, I'm pretty sure you got that right in front of you.
We tied up right now. So we tied up right now.
It's a perfect time to break free.
Great time to break free.
So I can see what's going down for the rest of the night. You guys, at Global 14, the Cut, the Twitter, at Onyx254 is my Twitter. Also find me on the Global 14, Onyx254. Again, this is the station via that website. And also, just so you know, everything that we say on this show is the views of us. And everybody else is welcome to their opinion as well. So just keep that in mind. We can speak on Drake. We can speak on Jay-Z. This is our views, our opinions. And, that's just pretty much what it is. We had a call come through. Shout out to Freeze. I see... The text said, Lamont said you can't call in, and we appreciate you, homie, for calling in and showing your support. It's great to have you on the line. Golden, did you have some? I know you want to give your networks out as well.
Yeah, just, I had to change my Twitter, my home girl.
yeah.
hit me up and was like, yo, you know, why is your Instagram the glue, but your Instagram the golden fleece, Global 14 the golden fleece, but on Twitter you're the glue. I'm going to need you to change that. So she was right. I did. My business partner told me to do the same thing, keep everything uniform. Mm-hmm. So now my Twitter is the Golden Fleece, T-H-A, Golden Fleece, G-O-L-D-N-D-E-N-F-L-E-E-C-E. Same on Instagram, same on Global 14. So everything is uniform, like my partner in crime, Onyx. So everybody can find me now, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't think it was that bad, you know what I'm saying? That was a nickname that I was given, so I had it on Twitter, but I had to change that up because we got a lot of ill shit coming this year. We're going to be everywhere in some more places, so stay tuned, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, you feel me? And so also shout-out to Ramon, the staff holding down, working overtime today. Because, man,
the homie Lamont, man, we got to get Lamont in on the next news segment. I know Lamont be having some great insight on the game, too.
I know. I was asking him, did he want to get in on the Jay-Z versus Drake thing? But he was so busy going back and forth with the boy. It was like, wow. So shout out to him for holding that down. And you guys, look, I got to get some more music into our studio, because ever since when we took that break, it just hasn't been the same. Everything is kind of not coming back the way I wanted to when we played on the board, so we gotta look into that off air. But yeah, shout out to everybody that called in tonight. Thank you, Young Maine, as well. Surprise.
Sir, hold it down, brother.
That's right. So we're finished. That's it. Next week, right. Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Oh, this weekend, catch me, Tunica. Mississippi, outside of Memphis. I will be there at the Southern Entertainment Awards. So if you're in the area, definitely holler at me. I will be on the scene.
SCA Awards. Where the hell is that city? What is that called?
Tunica, Mississippi.
Tunica?
Mississippi.
Okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I asked how to pronounce it for a long time, so hopefully the person that told me, which is this past week, I said it right. So Tunica, Mississippi, like I say, outside of Memphis, about 20 minutes outside of Memphis. So lots of surprises.
Okay.
Webby's going to be there. So I don't think Boosie will be in attendance, but Webby will be there. So may be able to link up with him and get some insight on what's going down in the little camp. So not the little camp, but, you know, in the camp. That's it. I'm ready.
We going. We got to go watch this game.
Let's go.
These women ain't shit, but hoes with tricks. Baby girl, you different. When you're not around, it feels like something's missing, and I know you keep it real. Never tell no lies. Know you heard what they say. True love is on the vine. I just might trust you with my drugs. Trust you with my money, just might trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, girl, I trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, might just trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, girl.
Started out as just a fuck mission. Who'd have thought I would've fucked with you? Dope boy, they got trust issues. Never imagined being stuck with you. Years later, we in the villa suite. Top back, we on vanilla seats. Reminiscing about my episodes with them extra hoes, but you didn't cheat. Cold nights when you couldn't sleep. Celine bags was a given treat. C-class helped you see past all them other hoes and that they niggas weak. Woo! I'm good money, got you talking in dollar signs. It's all good that she the top bitch, but she just wanna know the bottom line. I don't blame her, I don't change her. I just sit back and give her options. Phillip Lim, Derek Lamb, every baller got a notion sponsored. Woo! You earn that. Now where the fuck did you learn that? We turned up, we turned out. We too far gone to ever turn
these
back.
These women ain't shit, but hoes with tricks. Baby girl, you different. When you're not around, it feels like something's missing, and I know you keep it real. Never tell no lies. Know you heard what they say. True love is on the vine. I just might trust you with my drugs. Trust you with my money, just might trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, girl, I trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, might just trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, girl.
Lock phones, past tense, past codes, we pass this. Past time, presidential, Rolexes, both sexes, blue bezel, we both flexing, big diamonds, we both flexing, bitch dope, touchdown, both sports, I'm Bo Jackson, your bitch frontin', that's you, my bitch stuntin', that's me, I break it down, then break it off, I'm breaking bread and that's key, we everything that they talk about, know them haters be watching, them bitches lurking, your page locked, and they still know when you shopping, they still know that I'm ballin', you still know that I'm all in, your ex nigga, your next nigga, gon' hate the fact that I'm fallin', woo, but you earn that. Now where the fuck did you learn that? We turned up, we turned out, we too far gone to ever turn
these
back.
Women ain't shit, but hoes with tricks, baby girl, you different. When you're not around, it feels like something's missing, and I know you keep it real. Never tell no lies, know you heard what they say. True love is on the vine, I just might trust you with my drugs. Trust you with my money, just might trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, girl, I trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, might just trust you with my drugs. Might trust you with my money, girl, I don't mind, I just need some time. These requirements, I just gotta make sure you meet all my emails. Standing there, stand with your bow like a stance. Trust being nothing you can hold in your hand. Hustle in the hood, strong with the bands. Looking through something more than a hole I can smash. Or being something bad, I can phone at the band. Pulling my band, standing at attention. When you stepping out the shower, when your ass is wiggling, glance at the